Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers bunts towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to second. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout fires to third and picks off Mitchell. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-0 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. Embry strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mullen moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Swift moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Swift moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sepkowski pinch hits for Red Embry. Ted Sepkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sepkowski hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Lopez now catching. Les Willis now pitching. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wakefield strikes out. 1 out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Evers reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-3 in the game. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seary moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.